Come on and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I'm wise enough to know that it is not him. But come on, let's celebrate Brother Chuck tonight as well. Say it's not him because there's an anointing that is upon him to do what he does. And I certainly thank God for that anointing tonight. Certainly thank God tonight. Thank God for that tonight. James chapter number 1, verses 2 and 3. I'm not sure where or when it started, but someone was wise enough to add playgrounds or play areas at the doctor's office.
Amen.
And perhaps the reason that they were doing that is that the play area at the doctor's office would be a distraction to children that were sick.
Amen.
So while they were waiting for the doctor, they somehow got lost in the play area. And temporarily, they forgot that they were sick.
Yes.
I think that's a great creation.
Amen.
And it made me think about the joy of the Lord. And that is, sometimes you can be going through struggles, trials, tribulations, but you get lost in the playground of God, an area that we call joy. When you are in the presence of God, the Bible declares that it is in His joy that you find strength.
Yes, Lord, yes.
I was thinking, like, how can I find strength just by being in His presence? How can I find joy in His presence?
All right,
you know, whenever you begin to go through something in life, Satan always will come, and he will always want you to see what is before you. And the truth of the matter is, what is before me really is none of my business. Because if God is ordering my steps wheresoever He ordered me to, it's His business to clear a path. I don't need to worry about how God is going to do God's stuff. I need to be concerned with whether or not my faith is strong as I go through. Now, if anybody could write about faith, certainly it's James. Now, a little history on James is that James is the half-brother of Jesus.
Yes, he is.
Now, I know that you would like to believe that when they were growing up, that James was just in love with his brother because they were in the same house and he knew how anointed his brother was, and on and on and on. But the truth of the matter is, it wasn't until Jesus died on the cross that James was converted. You're still waiting on folks in your household to see what God has started in you. They won't get it. Sometimes you have to be dead and gone before people really understood why you were alive.
Right.
So you can't wait for people to sanctify or to put a stamp of approval on what your life is about.
Right.
You gotta know inside. You gotta know what your life is all about.
Yes.
Now, as we begin to deal with James tonight, and James, who's going to write some very encouraging words, some words that I want to share with you tonight. James says, my brethren, he's talking to church folks, and he says, count it all joy.
Yeah.
I love you, James, but I can't do that all the time.
All right.
See, in the midst of me going through something, I, like you, I like to feel good about what I'm going through. I want to feel a sense of comfort in what I'm going through. When I begin to go through something, actually, before I begin to go through it, I want God to already show up and already work it out. And God is saying, but faith is the substance of things hoped hope for. The evidence of things not seen. See, God is not going to show you something until you first start walking. Yeah. Because this journey, you got to walk out your faith. In other words, God is not going to show up until you start. Amen. And so if you're waiting on God to move everything, then you get started, you're going to be stuck for a long time. Amen. And so James says, even in the midst of going through things, he says, count it all joy. Now that's the word that I'm going to leave you with tonight, and that word is count. But before I do, I want to tell you the meaning of the word count. In the original language, the word count, it means echo. In other words, when you say something and you just keep on hearing the sound over and over and over again. James says when you begin to go through something, you better put a word inside of you and you better keep repeating that word over and over and over again. I know it looks tough, but God will never leave me. He will never leave me. He will never leave me. And I'm going to say that all while I'm going through this thing, because I need to remind myself, I need to be encouraging to myself. David said when nobody else would encourage me, I can encourage myself. I'm glad I don't need the church doors open for me to be encouraged. I'm glad I got a word inside of me where I can just say it over and over and over again. I may not be able to quote as many scriptures as you, but long as I got one, it'll work for me. I'm so glad that I can count it. All joy. So he says, in spite of what you're going through, he says, don't forget to count your blessings.
All right.
I may not live where you live, but thank God I got somewhere to live. I may not have been able to get my hair done, but thank God I got hair. I may not be driving what you're driving, but thank God I'm not walking anymore. I just need to count my blessings every day. He says, count it all joy. Now, I told you that the word I want to leave you with tonight is the word count. C-O-U-N-T, count. Now, the C in count is consider Jesus as your source. You got to get me here. Because James says, count it all joy, even when you're going through diverse temptations. In the midst of you going through hell, consider Jesus as your source. Don't get spiritual, but listen to what I'm saying. Sometimes it's God who led you to hell. You blaming Satan for your troubles as though he has control over your troubles. I don't care where you are. It makes no difference how high you go, God is there. How low you go, God is there. You can't go to the east or to the west because he's there. God is always in control. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Wherever you go, there he is. So you have to consider God as your source. Because remember, you prayed and said, God, order my steps. Okay. I will send you by your haters. And I want you to say a blessing upon their life. No, not Carolyn. God says, I'm ordering your steps. God will take your enemy and make him your footstool. If you want to come higher every now and then, you got to step on and step over your haters. Somebody ought to praise God tonight for your haters. Got to consider God as the source. See, the O is when you're going through something, understand what you're going through is an opportunity. What you're going through is an opportunity. It's an opportunity versus a crisis. When you're going through a crisis, in essence, what you're saying is that this is beyond God. But when you're going through something and you consider it as an opportunity, you understand God is up to something.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know why you walked out of my life, BJ, but God is up to something. I don't know what God is doing, but He's up to something. And so what I'm going through is an opportunity for God to do something in and through me. You see, we begin to go through something and we say, oh, that's the end. And God is saying, no, this is a setup. But it doesn't feel like a setup.
Thank you, Lord.
And He says, I didn't promise you a good feeling.
No.
I promise you promises.
Yeah.
What you're going through is an opportunity for God to show Himself in your life. What you're going through, and everybody sees what you're going through, and everybody has scratched you, counted you out, they have set you up so that God can give you favor.
Amen.
How are you going to get a promotion and you don't have a college degree? This is an opportunity right here. I know you fired me over here, but this is an opportunity for the job I've been praying for anyway, but I got to go through this thing in order to get what God is calling me through. Consider the source as being God. Know that it is an opportunity what I'm going through. The U is for me to understand what I'm going through. Now, the Bible declares, in all thy getting, get understanding. Now, so in the midst of going through something, what I need to do is try to understand not why I'm going through, Job. The why is irrelevant. Why am I going through?
Right,
what I need to understand is the who is in here with me.
Right.
I don't care why it happened. Who are you still there? And He says, I am that I am. What you need for me to be, to do in the midst of this mess, tell me what you want. He says, I am that I am. But He's saying, what am I to you?
Hallelujah.
All right now.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
What do you call your dad?
Hallelujah.
In the midst of your trouble.
Yes, Lord.
What do you tell your daddy?
Right,
he is to you.
Right.
In the midst of going through something, do you say to your daddy, it's impossible? Or do you say to your daddy, all things are possible? Do you tell your daddy, I don't have it? Or do you tell your daddy, but you promised to supply all of my needs? Do you tell your daddy, I'm through and my enemies is going to destroy me? Or do you tell your daddy that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper? What do you tell your daddy when you're going through the desert? That's who he is to you. And all that getting, get an understanding. Not of why,
but of
who. What you doing, God? What you up to? Doesn't feel good, doesn't look good, doesn't taste good, but what are you up to? I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. And so if you led me into this old crap over here, what you doing, God? What you up to, God? I know you got a plan. Come on, I don't even need to see the plan. I'm going to walk by faith. I just need to know that you will never leave me. You will never forsake me. I just need to understand. And sometimes what I believe is that early in the morning, God will stop by and God will whisper something in your ear, in your spirit. But you got to be listening for God. The Bible declares like the dew in the morning. Gently, gently rest. You know, so if you're not in tune to the Holy Spirit, you will miss your daily word. He says, I'll gently, I'll just visit you. See, when you wake up in the morning, you need to wake up early enough that you're not rushed to work. You need the word before you get to work. So nobody will work your nerves at work. You better get a word early. early in the morning. Understand. The end is to narrow your circle of friends. Now when Jesus comes by or God sends the Holy Spirit, everybody don't need to be talking in your ear. So he says, in the midst of going through something, just narrow your circle of friends. And I don't even think you really need to say this, because when trouble comes, your friends gone anyway. But in the midst of going through something, you notice how everybody disappears?
Yes.
And you can hear your daddy talking to you. You notice that in the midst of going through something, everybody is gone, but the peace of God that surpasses your little understanding, you say, I know God is here. They may take the car, but God is still here. They may foreclose on the house, but God is still here. The doctor may give their report, but God is still here. As long as God doesn't walk out, I'm all right. You may walk out, but I can live without you. But I can't live without him. I need him. He is the air that I breathe. Narrow your circle of friends. And he says, now once you narrow your circle of friends, then the T is your testimony. He, listen to what James says. James says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The trying means the testing of your faith.
Yes.
You can't have a testimony.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And you can't tell my testimony the way that I can tell it. Because I know what it felt like to be going through. Don't you look at me and think that you can do what I can do. Don't be fooled. Don't you look at your neighbor because she is single raising 3 kids and you think you can jump out there and do what? Don't you be fooled. That old thing got anointing upon her life. That's why she keeps going. That's why she keeps bouncing back. Because God is saying, that's my child. Don't you be fooled. See, sometimes we wonder whether or not a person is anointed. I'm going to tell you something tonight. How to find out whether or not a person is anointed? Try it. Try it. Try it. Okay. Okay, well, uneducated, short, and everything else ain't nothing to it. Try. You see, because it's not about their power or strength. It's about the Spirit, the anointed one, the power that is inside of them. You go run up to something and think that you big and bad and discover that old David throw and he hit you with a stone. Don't you try, God's children.
All right, now.
Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So he says here that the trying is a test so that you can have a testimony. Now James says, count it all joy. Now joy means that you enter into the presence of. That's what the word joy means. It's cheerio. It means greetings or in the presence of. So he says, when you come in the presence of God, that's joy. I don't care what you're going through out there, but in the presence of God, in here. Now wait a minute. Notice I didn't say the church. Because if you still waiting on the church doors to open, you going to catch hell between Wednesday night and Sunday morning. You better know it inside of hell. Joy is being in the presence of God. So when I move into the presence of God, I receive my joy.
Okay.
Now, you got to get this now. He says, count it all joy. So you count everything that you're going through as joy. Now, count is an accounting term. It has to do with a credit side and a debit side. He says, when you're going through something, experience and put it on the credit side.
All right.
That's money in the bank. That's a prayer already answered. That's a God who's already heard that one. That's a God who's already moved on that one for you. He says, count it all joy. Credit that one. Because God will deal with that one later. In the meantime, God allows you to sustain. So he says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what?
Patience.
We don't like that word. Patience is from the Greek word hapiomino. Hapio has to do with coming under something. Mino has to do with abiding in something. So I come under something and I live. It's like going into the house. I come under the roof and I just live there. Now the Bible declares, put on the whole armor of God. I'm going somewhere. Put on the whole armor of God. So that you're able to fight, right? So God is saying, if you have to put the armor on, at some point you can take the armor off. He says, in my presence, you can take the armor off. Because I am shielding you. I am your protector. I am your provider. And so count it all joy in spite of what your enemy is trying to do. I got you covered, man.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes it's the mess that brings out the best in you. In the midst of going through something, when your enemy think that they are destroying you, all they're really doing is making you girdle up. You want to fight? Okay. He says, girdle up. In other words, he says, you got to put on the whole armor of God. Do you know that the best defense is a good offense? Do you know how to make the devil leave you alone? Chase after him. And the Lord says, see, you chase after him. And the Bible declares that he'll flee. If you resist it, he'll go away. Because he can't take that word. He likes to operate in the dark. He likes to whisper behind your back. He likes to do stuff in the cubicle when you go to the restroom. Shine some light on him, baby. And let him see who you are and to whom you belong. It's the mess that often bring out the best in you. So God sometimes will allow you to go through something because he wants you to tap into who you really are. You see, you don't know yourself until the trials of life come. Listen to what James says in closing. He says, my brethren, church folks, he says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Now, he says, when you fall, that is, when Satan puts something in front of you and you fall, you slip. He says, even when you slip, he says, count it all joy. You know, the Bible declares that God is married to the backslider. Even when you fall short, even when things don't work out the way, listen, don't let nobody keep you down, step on you, and tell you you can't get up. Yes, you can. You're a child of God. He created you. He fashioned you. He formed you. Yes, you can get up. Everybody fall down. But you got to keep getting up. Don't you just lay there. Life is not over because you fell. As a matter of fact, he knew your crazy self was going to fall, so don't get back up. That's why Jesus came, so that when you fall, he'll exchange.
Thank you, Lord.
He knows what you're going to do.
Thank you, Lord.
He says, knowing this, in other words, he's kind of like Paul. He says, forgetting all the other stuff. He said, know this one thing, that the trying, his words, trying means tested. Notice he begins to talk about Satan and temptation, but now he talks about God and tests. I came to tell someone tonight in closing, what you're going through is a test. Listen. They say about Jesus, they say, Master. Master means teacher.
Yes.
The teacher cannot give you a test until he or she first covers the material. What you're going through, everything in your past was to equip you to pass the test. You've already graduated. Go ahead and shout now. You've already graduated. He says it's just a test. It's your final exam so you can get your degree in patience. Now, the only way that you can get patience is through trials and tribulations. So he says, I'm going to allow you to go through some things and you're going to fall short. But no, even when you fall short, you've already passed. Don't think about that, because how can I fail and still pass at the same time? Unless somebody traded my sorrow. Now, if it's not about me, but we got the exchange on the cross, so that when he died, I can live and live life more abundant. I don't know about you, but I want some overflow in my life. I don't know about you, but I want some stuff running over. I want my cup to be filled. Full enough so that you can get some of mine.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. For the trying of your faith.
Yes.
Working. Patience. And patience is not when I just wait on the Lord. No, no, no. That's not patience. That's not it. Patience has nothing to do with standing still. Because the spirit man is always moving. The spirit man is always working. You can take everything I have, but you can't take my soul. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Get it? So he says, you may have nothing else, but you got joy. You still strong. Because you still believe. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on, stand with me tonight in the presence of the Lord.